SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Maine's Democratic Secretary of State removing Donald Trump from that state's primary ballot tonight. Shanna Bellows becomes the first election official to take action unilaterally to bar Trump under the, quote, insurrection clause of the 14th Amendment. A major policy shift at the Pentagon. Bob Agnew has that story.
Special offices have opened in the Navy, Army, Air Force, and Marine Corps, staffed with independent lawyers taking over a role that until now had fallen to unit commanders. The serious crimes covered by the new policy include murder and sexual assault, along with things like domestic violence, kidnapping, and even child pornography. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the new approach strengthens accountability in the ranks and calls it, quote, the most important reform to our military justice system since the creation of the Uniform Code of Military Justice in 1950. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Associated Press concluding at least several hundred people died in floods after a dam collapse in Ukraine last summer, far more than Russia said died. Here's correspondent Karen Chamas.
It has been over 6 months since the catastrophic explosion that destroyed the Kakhovka Dam in the southern Kherson region. An AP investigation has found that Russian authorities vastly and deliberately undercounted the dead after the incident. Russian authorities took control of the issuance of death certificates, immediately removing bodies not claimed by family. Russia, which didn't respond to questions for the report, has said 59 people drowned in the territory it controls, but the AP estimates the number is more likely in the hundreds.
And this is SRN News. Could be some big changes coming in men's restrooms in Canada. They'll be looking a little different.
All federally regulated companies in the country must now place feminine hygiene products in the men's bathrooms to accommodate women who are living as men. The Canadian government issued the edict with the statement that, quote, employees must feel safe to use the toilet room that best reflects their gender. The policy is already in place for all Canadian government agencies and will now include Crown corporations, banks, airports, and train stations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, despite the best efforts of clergy and pro-life advocates, sports betting has spread rapidly across the United States. Since a 2018 ruling from the Supreme Court, so far 38 states have made it legal to place wagers on ball games, but the odds for further expansion may be fading as state legislatures return to work in 2024. This is SRN News. World population grew somewhat modestly this year. Here's correspondent Norman Hall.
The world population grew by 75 million people over the past year, and on New Year's Day it will stand at more than 8 billion people. That's according to figures released by the U.S. Census Bureau. The worldwide growth rate in the past year was just under 1%. At the start of 2024, 4.3 births and 2 deaths are expected worldwide every second. The growth rate for the United States in the past year was 0.53%, about half the worldwide figure. The U.S. added 1.7 million people and will have a population on New Year's Day of 335.8 million people. I'm Norman Hall.
Wall Street figures for today. Dow Industrials up 53 points, S&P 500 ahead just a fraction, while the NASDAQ lost 4 points. More details at srnnews.com.